It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231, thepacket8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. Enjoy them, freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun, let's go to Greg in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hello, Greg.
Hello, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I heard you talking about Vietnam and shoving the copters over the in the ocean.
Okay.
Are you guys really naive enough to believe they did that so they could get more people on the ships?
Well, that's what the article, the video I saw implied.
Why'd
well,
they do it?
They did it after the Second World War, Korea. They even auctioned some of the stuff off as long as they guaranteed they wouldn't take it back to the United States because it would screw with the economy. And they couldn't buy new equipment.
Is that because of the idea that you know we might be able to use they want to replace it and therefore you know, give away more government money?
Correct.
That makes sense.
So they wanted to increase their budget.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense because we've actually had a call from somebody who said that when he was in the Navy, he saw guys just throwing tools over the side of the ship because they knew that if they spent the money on the tools on new tools, they'd get a bigger budget next year.
That's correct.
So that's what's going on.
I think in this circumstance, we were just using the forklift analogy to show, hey, you know, we'd like to get them out of there so quickly that they're willing to throw away helicopters. But I understand what you're saying, and I would have to agree with you.
Thank you for the correction, Greg. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Let's go to George in D.C. on the amplifier line. Hello, George.
Hey, long time no talk.
Hey, man. How are you? What's up?
Hey, I got some advice for you. When you go fly with, you're flying out of Manchester or Boston?
We're flying out of Manchester.
Okay, good. When I flew out of Boston, I tried some of that, and they sent me back to the ticket counter to get my boarding pass reissued with the S's like that. So there's a long line at that ticket counter. You might want to, what I ended up just doing is be like, okay, wait a minute, I think I got an employee badge, and I showed them that. So what I did instead was bring my Bill of Rights Constitution, the security edition.
Yes.
And I got the extra screening that way. And with the way that screener treated me, he felt like he was being tested as if I was sent by his boss to test him. Because he did everything by the book. And whoever used that wand to put the other dude's genitals a couple nights ago that he called in about, he's not even supposed to wand you if you don't set off the metal detector. You just get a quick cop's frisk about it, and then check your bags, and you're on your way.
So you're saying that, by the way, just in case you don't know, George is actually a member of the TSA, and so you're sort of giving us tips here. Neil, one of our listeners, had called in earlier this week, I think it was yesterday. He had pointed out that he was essentially molested by a TSA screener who was a little bit too happy-go-lucky with the wand, the metal-detecting wand, as far as his crotch area was concerned. You're saying that was totally inappropriate.
Yeah, if he didn't set off the metal detector, he was not supposed to get wanded. And the guy didn't even offer him a cigarette at the end.
Thanks for the call, George. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line. So George essentially saying, because I was thinking about not going through with showing, I didn't want to show ID when I was getting on the plane. He's saying if there's a big long line at the ticket counter, then that may delay you even further as far as if they send you back to get the S's stamped on your pass so you can get the secondary screening. I think I'm still going to go with it. As long as we've got enough time, I mean, if there's an hour and a half to kill, it can't possibly take that long.
It doesn't take any time to get from the screening area to the gate and Southwest, I don't know that we're taking Southwest, but Southwest doesn't have much time for loading, so it doesn't bother me, just, you know, I'm going to be on the plane.
Yeah. Maybe you'll have to go alone. Maybe they'll arrest me and throw me into a gulag. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Second Life. It is a computer simulation. We've talked about it before on the air. In fact, we've got some listeners that have set up their own little area in Second Life, the Give Me Liberty bar at GiveMeLiberty.com, which is really cool. You can actually go into this game, and you can listen to Free Talk Live in the game.
It's kind of like a game, but it's sort of a simulation of real life.
I don't have a better word for it.
I mean, the only thing that's really gamey about it is you can fly.
You can fly. You can shoot things.
Yeah, there are guns, but you know, you're...
You can't kill anybody with them, though.
No, it's not really the... And it's not really the point of it to shoot people.
No, there's no objective to Second Life except to just spend time there and network with people.
Kind of like life.
Right. And so there's all these sorts of neat things that you can do in this Second Life virtual world. Unfortunately, though, as time goes on and Second Life becomes more and more popular, there are some interesting things that are happening as a result of that. And one of those interesting things is that real-life companies are getting involved in Second Life. So Nike will open up, they're going to release a new shoe, they'll release a digital version of the shoe in the game at the same time that they'll release it in real life. Reuters, the news gathering organization, has opened up a bureau in Second Life where you can go to the Reuters bureau and get news about Second Life from Reuters in Second Life. So there's all kinds of neat little crossovers that have been going on.
You can spend and make real money in this.
That's true.
It's not in U.S. dollars. It's in Linden dollars.
It's converted to Linden dollars. It's like a 250 or 271, 270 to 1 ratio as far as the conversion.
So most people aren't making much money in this, but there are a few examples of people who have been, right?
That's true. There are some moguls, real estate moguls, that apparently have made, one lady made like $1 million, she's got $1 million in assets. I don't think she's made $1 million yet, but she's made
a lot of Linden dollars.
That is. And so as Second Life becomes more popular, more people are coming into the world, so-called, including socialists. ZDNet reporting... I was sitting at a picnic table Thursday afternoon talking with a revolutionary who last year bombed an American Apparel store. I didn't think she was all that dangerous. As far as I could tell, she was just a big-time radical in the Second Life virtual world. My Second Life alter ego, Caro Zohari, was interviewing a spokeswoman for the Second Life Liberation Army, an avatar rights group that has sprung up in the Linden Lab-created virtual world with an objective of fomenting a democratic revolution to oppose Linden Labs' supposedly authoritarian rule.
But I thought Linden Labs was very freedom-oriented. They pretty much let people do what they want there.
They pretty much do. I don't know what exactly their objections are.
They don't have any objections. They're just a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, they just want to blow stuff up, I think,
yeah,
and get attention. Across the table from me, the avatar activist Soldad Sugarbeet was demanding her virtual rights. Sugarbeet explained, quote, "Avatars can form relationships in Second Life, human bonds. We can work and play and fall in love. There's just one thing missing. We can't vote." Can you believe this?
What do they want to vote on?
I don't
There's
have
no government.
Any idea.
Create some laws?
I guess they want to create a government.
They can feel
they want
free
to create
to.
A law.
They can create their own government in Linden, in their little Second Life. They can. They
yeah,
just
they
want
can
to
only
rule
do it
the
on their own property.
Thing.
Yeah, they
want to rule everything.
Right, because in Second Life, you can buy a plot of land, and then you can build whatever you want to build on that plot of land. And it can, like, for instance, it can be a floating house. As long, like, you've got this plot of land, and it goes up as far as you can go and down as far as you can go. And you can just create whatever you want in there. And you can set restrictions on certain things. You can restrict the people that can come and go. So, for instance, if I wanted to build my own little Free Talk Live studio and not allow Mark in anymore, I could ban you from my area. Or I could make it so that you have to have permission to come in the first place. I think these are all possibilities in Second Life. There's total, you have almost total virtual control over your little virtual plot of land. But you're right, Mark. It's not good enough for them. They want to vote.
Yeah,
they want to be able to vote to make
other
rules
people's land.
For everybody else that's in this Second Life, because it's not good for them. They don't feel right unless they have a government around to control other people with. And so here they are complaining because they can't vote on things in Second Life. Don't you have a house to build? Don't you have something to do with your time? Apparently not. Apparently even in virtual world, socialists are just lazy people that sit around doing nothing.
If they have total control over their own property, what need is there for democracy? That's what the government here is supposedly here to protect, is our property rights, and that's what we supposedly have a government for. If they already have total control over their own domain and they're already king of their own castle, what do they need it for?
Well, that's just it. They need control over everything, and they feel like it's an insult that they can't vote in Second Life. We'll explore their gripes here a little bit. 800-259-9231. The poor socialists don't understand private property. Well, we'll make it crystal clear to them coming up. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. March 6, 2007, gold is at $642, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $660.45, $329.76 for half ounce, and $166.26 for quarter ounce coins. That's $660.45, $329.76, and $166.26. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll free, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, including the bulletin board system. We got about 200,000 posts, about 1,500 people interacting. It's all totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com.
So we're talking about this story out of the virtual world, Second Life. It's an alternative life, essentially, a digital life that a lot of people spend probably way too much time in. And essentially, you can create your own little avatar, which is your digital representation of yourself, which can be anything from looking like you to something completely different. Some people walk around looking like foxes, literally. Beasts, like humanoid sort of beasts. There's all sorts of different customizations. You can buy land, you can trade things, you can sell things, you can buy things. There's just so much to do in it. It's an amazing program. Unfortunately, it's now being invaded by the socialists. And they've formed, at least some of them, have formed an activist organization called the, Second Life Liberation Army. And they're complaining. They're complaining that they can't vote in Second Life. But there's nothing to vote on. There's no government in Second Life. Why do you want to vote? The SLLA, at least at first glance, according to ZDNet, is devoted to so-called avatar rights. It was founded by a Second Life member whose avatar goes by the name Marshall Cahill and has been in the news a fair amount for a string of online protest actions since late 2006. Most notably, SLLA members took over the stage at the World Economic Forum's Second Life presence and set off atomic bombs of companies like Reebok and American Apparel's virtual stores. Protests like the SLLA's bombs are purely visual effects. Some can temporarily freeze avatars, and graphics-heavy attacks can crash residents' computers, or even Linden Labs' servers. Some people do worry, however, that more sophisticated tactics will emerge that could prove more dangerous to avatars and in-world property. Linden Lab didn't pay much attention to the SLLA's tactics or attacks, and the incidents didn't incite much of a stir on the virtual world's message boards and discussion forums until the mainstream media caught wind of it. And in fact, somebody had mentioned it the other day here on Free Talk Live, mentioned that there was this bomb that went off in Second Life, and we just thought, oh, well, what's the big deal? It's not going to destroy anything, because that's just the way the game is. You can't destroy people's property in Second Life. It's wonderful. And so we just sort of brushed it aside. I didn't realize that there was this activist group behind the entire thing. And the whole concept of avatar rights, you exist because Linden Labs created you. I mean, right? If you look at the concept of rights in the real world, people that believe in a god, I'm not one of them, but you are, Mark.
I am.
Toby, I don't know about you.
I'm more of a deist.
So you're more, so that's kind of Mark's camp, then, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
So people that believe in a god like to believe that God created man with inalienable rights. And there's, we could outline them, but here in Linden Labs' world, they created the world from scratch. They created the Second Life, they created all of the rules, they created the world, and they allowed you to enter it. So you don't have any rights beyond what Linden Labs decides to allow you. There are no such things as avatar rights. That's a concept that they're trying to bring over from the real world into Second Life. It just doesn't work that way. You, for instance, and I like that Linden Lab didn't really pay attention to what was going on with these people, because that's what the response should be. Just ignore them. But if they do start blowing up more of these bombs that cause people's computers to crash, Linden Labs is going to hear about that. Because people are going to get upset because they want to enjoy their in-game experience. And how can you enjoy your in-game experience when there's a bunch of socialist bomb throwers running around, essentially crashing your game, ejecting you from the game because they want to have their little political protests?
Right. Well, they could care less about people's, apparently, these avatar rights if they're blowing things up. I mean, these aren't people that care about rights. Sorry. I mean, if they froze people's avatars up, they have temporarily kidnapped that avatar.
Yes.
Sorry, these people do not care about rights. What they care about is making a ruckus. Now, maybe they want the ability to vote, but what do they want to vote on? There is no government. If you want to have a government, you're welcome to set up a government. You can get together, you can buy property, you can get together people with property.
Yeah, and you can Second Life commune if you want.
You can do it. So what in the world is there to protest about?
It seems like more of this looking for support for democracy. Democracy is all in the news. It's such a good thing, democracy.
That's what they're appealing to.
And America isn't a democracy. The United States is a democracy republic.
Democratic republic.
Democratic republic. And it seems that President Bush and others are trying to set up democracies in other parts of the world. But democracy really is just two wolves and a sheep deciding what they're going to have for dinner.
It's mob rule. Majority rule and the minority suffers. And that's what these people are calling for. And I think that if Lyndon Lab, if they continue with what they're doing, that is blowing up these in-world, in-game bombs, and they continue to interrupt people's experiences, then I think Lyndon Labs needs to get in there and start canceling some accounts. But then you can cry all you want from outside of the game. What good's that going to do you? Huh? Because to sign up for this game, you have to have a credit card. So they could very easily say, okay, if this card shows up again, don't let them in. Because if you cancel the account and they come back and they just buy another account, that could be problematic. But if you ban that one credit card, then they'd have to go through the process of getting another credit card to use to create another account with. And
right.
So, yeah, go ahead. You keep blowing up some bombs and then wait until they get sick and tired of your crap and say, you know what, we don't need you in our game world. We've got 700,000 other members who are enjoying themselves. Get lost. You don't have rights. This is private property. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jim in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
Hey, now.
Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm calling from the Gimme Liberty Bar.
Excellent.
All right, but, this sort of thing isn't new. Back when I first got on, there was this, I was, you know, kind of browsing around, you know, I couldn't help, you know, guilty pleasures going down and checking out the communist and the socialist sectors of the whole thing, and I actually stumbled across a note card, and I didn't...
Across what?
And this note cards are basically like text files within Second Life.
Okay.
And I gave it to my boss, who is Mike Laurie. I'm pretty sure you guys talked to him the other last week.
We interviewed Mike on our Saturday show last week from the Liberty Forum.
Yeah, I'm one of his employees at the estate where the Liberty Bar is.
Okay.
And I gave it to him, and he just read the whole thing, and in there was a sentence in there that said that, you know, they're going to set up a Second Life socialist commune, or actually turn Second Life into into socialism at any expense possible, and they said they had no problems with briefing to achieve these goals. Now, this wasn't the SLLA. I'm actually familiar with some of them, mostly at Pilot Tracer. I've actually talked to them a few times.
So there's more than one organization in Second Life essentially promoting socialism?
There's communist groups, there's Republicans, Democrats, you name it, they're all there.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, John Edwards actually has a headquarters there.
Yeah.
Well, he might be president there because he won't be president of the United States.
I got another question for you, but I think, are you on a VoIP line?
No.
Okay, because it's a little shaky. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah. You want me to call on the landline?
Well, I'm just curious. I just have a few more questions about Second Life. You mentioned griefers, and I want to know what that's all about. So we'll bring you back. Go ahead and call in again here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Jim calling in from Second Life. Please, just keep your government out of my Second Life.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Lots of stuff to see and do. It's all totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. See what I mean? By heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Apparently, some people just can't get enough government. And that's what we're talking about right now. Second Life is an alternative digital world where there's all sorts of interesting things that people can do and create. And I've spent a little bit of time in there. Mark, I know that you've created an avatar as well and stepped in from time to time.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to spend more time. It's just that my computer's not that good. It's not as big as yours and doesn't have as much oomph.
Well, one of our listeners who does spend a little bit of time in there is actually in the game right now. His name is Jim, and he's calling from Second Life. And, Jim, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
Hey, now. I hope you sound better now.
You definitely sound better now, okay. And got you off that cell phone. Now, we're talking about this socialist group, the SLLA, the Socialist Libertarian Army, or Liberation Army, Second Life Liberation Army is what they stand for. And, essentially, they're going around bombing places, which is apparently resulting in people getting kicked out of the game, maybe even possibly crashing Linden Labs servers. And they're doing this all because they want to somehow inject government into the game of Second Life, which is a privately owned, essentially world, a digital world created by a private company. And you're saying that these aren't the only socialists that are in the game. There's some other ones that are trying to start communes and that sort of thing. And that's fine. If you want to go and start yourself a commune and hang out at a commune in a digital world, then that's your business. But actually trying to enforce your laws or enforce your ways on others through an electoral process that doesn't need to be there is what these people are trying to do. Now, you'd mentioned that there are these people called griefers.
Yes.
What are they doing? What's griefing? And how's it tie into all this?
Well, basically, griefing is causing grief. There's many different ways of doing it. They do it by particle spamming, which sends out these pictures all over the place. Noise. Well, they'll just create all these noises that are going on, and it's really, really loud. And, I mean, you got to turn down your speakers almost all the way off, not to even, just to even have it at a manageable level. They have guns called doomsday devices that shoot these boxes out that create immense amounts of lag that end up crashing the server. Sending people pictures of things like Goatsea and Tub Girl.
Oh,
and, yeah.
I hate those pictures. People send those things out, and God, just disgusting pictures out there on the internet. I'm just not interested.
Stuff you really never want to see.
So now, what are some ways to deal with these people? I mean, do you have to essentially shut off public access to your property in order to prevent them from harassing you?
Funny you should ask. I actually help with security with Mike Lori on his estate. Well, there's a bunch of different things you can do, and it all really depends on what specific attack. Let's say the doomsday gun. The best way to handle that would to be turn off builds or building or scripts, which wouldn't allow those things to work. Or even a better option would be to get your estate manager out and turn off collisions. And I know I'm talking language that you don't understand, but
yeah, it's definitely geek speak.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sorry.
But no, that's okay. Essentially, these are different options. As long as you explain it in an understandable way, I think it makes sense to most people. These are different options that you can set within the game for the digital property that you own. So you can say, well, I don't want these scripts to be running on my property, so turning them off. And so therefore you've undercut the ability of these griefers to come through and essentially harass people.
Exactly. There's all different things you can do. Turning off particles on your own computer would help you, get rid of those Bill Cosbys flying around.
How many are, how often does this happen? When I was in the game, I didn't really notice it. Or the simulation, I didn't really notice it. How often do these griefers come through? Are they targeting specific areas, or do they just sort of run rampant through the world and just harass anybody that they happen to be around?
Well, yes and no. It really depends on the griefer organization. Like, you got the socialists, they're going to attack corporations, places, where Republicans or libertarians are trying to get their message out. Mm-hmm. They'll probably attack more like those areas. We in our estate have been having this problem with this group called the Patriotic Negros, if I can say that on the air.
Okay.
Anyways, and their whole thing is that they're against furries. Now, those people that walk around, as you say, with fox outfits.
Right.
They have this weird racism against them. So they form this little band together, and they
digital
go to
digital racists.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah, and
people
they go around
really
to the little furry communes that are around, and essentially destroy property. They shut down the Sims for numbers of days. So it really depends on the specific organization that you're talking about when they're picking out places.
Now,
and of course, there's people that just do it for fun anywhere.
Now, just to harass. Now, first of all, I just find it amazing that people, I guess it's to be expected that bigots carry their bigotry over into the digital world.
Sure.
But, I mean, they've essentially created this bigotry. There's no such thing as a fox human in real life. I mean, these things
right.
don't exist outside.
They
of
just this. Decided to be bigoted about that.
Right. We want to
hate on someone. Then we have to hate someone, and let's pick the furry people.
Yep. Exactly right. And that's disturbing to me. But what I'm also curious about is what's Linden Labs' response to this? Is it to give property owners more control over their property? How have they responded to the griefers?
Well, you got to understand their position. In one hand, they're very liberty minded on a lot of stuff, so they're really trying to not create too much, government regulations on stuff because they know that it won't work in a virtual society because it doesn't work in a real society. So they try to step back, but at the same time, they got guns pointed at, both sides of the head. You got the people who want to be able to keep, essentially freedom going on in this world, and then you have the other people who are, like us, who want both, you know, like, you know, you guys to step in and say, you know, there's got to be something, you know, we can do to get these people off without, you know, infringing on, I guess, avatar rights, really.
So, you do you feel like the property management has is to the point where it's effective at stopping the griefers, or there's still some attacks that can slip through?
There are attacks that can slip through. I mean, we've been really good about being on top of the griefer group that's been targeting our estate. But you know, but even then, a lot of people aren't aware of, you know, some of the steps that they can do this. And the best way to do it is, you know, get involved with, you know, anti-griefing groups and talk to them, and they can really help you out a lot.
It's just amazing, all of the intricacies and interactions that are going on in Second Life. You've got griefers, now you've got anti-griefing groups, you've got the in-game racists that hate the furries. I mean, it's just crazy. Jim, thank you for the call. We really appreciate the information. 800-259-9231 is the Packet8.net toll-free line.
It really is amazing. It seems like if it's in this world, it's in Second Life.
And then some, apparently. By the way, back to the story here from ZDNet, the SLLA, the Second Life Liberation Army, they're apparently liberating Second Life from the fact that they can't vote. Soldad Sugarbeet says the SLLA is comprised of people, quote, from all across the left in Second Life and real life, as well as people whose primary concern is avatar rights in Second Life. Another member claimed to belong to the former group. The SLLA is a platform for the right to elect and have influence on your world. If we criticize that people are allowed to own our virtual world, maybe people will get their eyes opened to the absurdity of people owning our real world. So once again, the socialists are opposing the concept of property. So at least they're being consistent. They oppose digital property rights, and they oppose real property rights as well, which is a bit ironic because they're in there participating in the system. You know, what they really should do is, and of course the socialists won't think this way, but what they really should do is strike out on their own and create the socialist third life or some other, you know, game, some other simulation where you can go in and there's no property rights whatsoever.
Right, there's freedom on the internet. Go ahead and do that. Quit then getting involved in people's business.
Who would they have control over then?
Indeed. 1-800-259-9231. And who would they bomb at that point? 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? What sounds so easy and convenient?
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just in.
Looks like the government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. For all listeners whose last names start with the letters A through N, you can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-401-6788. Listeners' names starting with O through Z should call tomorrow. Now, it says here, every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures being liquidated. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. If your last name begins with A through N, get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-401-6788. Everyone else, call tomorrow. No credit? Hey, it's okay. For a foreclosure list, call 1-800-401-6788. 1-800-401-6788.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot on our site, and it's all totally free. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. You head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. Makes a big difference because those of you that vote help contribute to our total number of votes, which means that if we've got the highest total, we'll be the number one show in the world in Podcast Alleyland. And I believe we currently are the number one show. At least
yes,
the last
we are.
Time I looked, we were.
We've got something that's getting near to a comfortable lead. We've got 100 votes. We're about 100 ahead.
That's good to know, but it's still not far enough. It's not enough. We need more votes. We need to continue massing as many votes as we can throughout the month. So if you've yet to go to vote.freetalklive.com, head over there now, or as soon as you get in front of your computer, head over to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. All it takes is an email address and maybe a minute's worth of time. And it makes a big difference because when we're number one, more people see the show, more people tune in, and that means more new people discovering the message of freedom and liberty. And that's a good idea, right?
I've got to agree with it.
Vote.freetalklive.com. Well, some people that don't like the concepts of freedom and liberty are socialists, and they have invaded the game world of Second Life, this simulation, a computer simulation that is essentially designed to simulate an alternative digital world, an alternative digital reality. And the SLLA, the Second Life Libertarian, or why do I keep saying that? Liberation Army is what their name is, and they have nothing to do with libertarians. They're socialists. They're saying, quote, the SLLA is a platform for the right to elect and have influence on your world. Well, first of all, they just don't even have their concepts straight. It is not their world. They're participating in a business choice. And the business choice is that Linden Labs is a business that has decided to release a game, a simulation called Second Life, and has decided to allow people to hang out.
Participate in it, right.
Participate in Second Life, and there are certain rules they must follow. There's a terms and conditions they must agree to in order to play in Second Life. So all of these people have already agreed to play by Linden Labs' rules, and then they get into the game and start complaining about the rules. Why don't you go and start your own game up and start your own simulation and compete instead of getting in there and bitching and moaning about all of the things you don't like in Second Life? That's what my question is. And, of course, they're not going to do anything like that because, you know what, That'd be too much work, wouldn't it? And we all know that socialists are pretty much opposed to that concept.
Socialism is a government system that works off of the hard work of other people. It just, you know, takes the hard work of other people and, you know, uses it for their own purposes. So obviously that's not their MO.
It also disincentivizes other people to work, because if you have to...
If they actually get their system implemented, yes.
Right. You know, at one point, the income tax, the highest income tax bracket in the United States was 90%. Can you imagine getting working for 10 cents on the dollar? And then, by the way, that's the income tax bracket. Then out of that 10 cents, you've got property taxes, sales taxes, all that other stuff that you do with that 10 cents. You'll be lucky if you pull 3 cents out of the dollar.
You know, I thought I might want to do, though, is I went and searched for the Second Life Liberation Army, and I found their website. And they have a document on it called Towards a Strategy for the Democratic Revolution. And I thought we might share some of their gobbledygook instead of the news article about the SLLA, their actual propaganda. So here it is. If there were no objective material basis for a democratic revolution in SL, then the SLLA would be best at best an exciting combat game, at worst a group of griefers. But there is an objective basis for a democratic revolution in SL, Second Life. A real contradiction lodged within the sim which we must exploit. This contradiction is broadly analogous to that which the confronted revolutionaries in the English Revolution of the 17th century and the American and French revolutions of the 18th century. On the one hand, citizens have an objective interest in the establishment of inviolable property rights and the fullest development of the internal market. And on the other hand, the citizens and property owners do not govern Second Life. There's a direct contradiction between the interests of the citizens and the dictatorship of Linden Labs. The attached article from Information Week shows how this contradiction expresses itself. Philip Rosedale is quoted as saying, quote, "The land itself and the space and everything is owned, controlled, and built by the people. And yet, the article shows, without a citizen's government, there's no way that even basic property rights of citizens can be secured." And what I'd like to know is that how it is that if you create a citizen's government within the game of Second Life, how that's going to do anything at all to securing your so-called digital property rights. How will that exactly work?
I don't play the game enough to know these things, but I don't see that it would have anything to do with it.
Well, because essentially what they'd have to do is...
I mean, how can they possibly have rights? At any point, Linden Labs can flick the switch. You don't have life, therefore you don't have liberty, and you don't have happiness. Because Linden Labs can shut you down in a second, kill everyone on the whole planet.
Sure, they could go out of business.
You don't have the right to life, therefore you don't have the right to anything. You're just simply participating. You have theoretical rights that you can that they can either choose to respect or not, but you don't have any actual rights.
So... it seems to me, and I haven't bothered to read this whole paper. I just found some of the excerpts interesting. It seems to me that if they would even come close to succeed in getting a government instigated in this game, they would have to create some sort of user demand. They'd have to get a significant majority of the users in Second Life to be clamoring for the idea of a Second Life government, which I hope will never happen. I can't imagine that it would. I mean, what on earth could a Second Life government do for the citizens in Second Life?
I can't imagine that it would do any good whatever.
Not a damn thing. They seem to be doing a fine job on their own. We talked to Jim a few moments ago from In the Game. They seem to be doing a fine job of defending themselves using their own property rights that Linden Labs has allowed them to have with their dictatorship. They seem to be doing a fine job with their property rights of defending against the griefers and the bad people, the troublemakers.
It seems like they have a lot more rights with the, quote, dictatorship than they would get under this democratic rule that they want.
Yes, they would. And so not only would they have to have this huge demand to where Linden Labs says, okay, well, you know, if we don't install this government, then we're going to have a bunch of people leave the game and then we're going to lose money, right? So they'd have to somehow put the knife to Linden Labs and twist it around a little bit so to get that government formed. Then, of course, once the government were formed, it wouldn't have any real control over Linden Labs. Linden Labs isn't just going to allow for some silly little socialists who get elected in their game world to all of a sudden start dictating company policy. That's not going to happen. The entire thing
be about
is
as
a fantasy.
They'll be about as relevant as student council.
There you go. Exactly right. So the entire thing is a total fantasy on these people's parts. But let's continue. The absence of a citizen's government leaves citizens vulnerable in relation to other macroeconomic and policy questions essential to the future development of Second Life, such as land issue, currency supply, immigration, participation of RL
immigration.
Corporate...
immigration? They're going to limit the amount of people that can play the game?
Are they going to create virtual welfare? I mean...
I don't understand. I mean, they really are talking about micromanagement of the Second Life game rules. Right now, it's fine. Linden Labs is doing a fine job with their game. It's obvious they're doing a fine job. More people keep coming to play it. If they're doing a lousy job, people will go away and they'll go join one of the other virtual worlds. Believe it or not, the Second Life game isn't the only virtual world out there. There are other ones. So they'll lose customers if they don't do a good job. Of course, don't expect socialists to understand that concept, you know, competition. They say participate. They also want to regulate participation of real life, using the term RL, real life corporates in SL, Second Life, land fees and strategic priorities in establishing and stabilizing
really
the grid.
They don't want. They don't like the idea of seeing stuff advertised. They're these people that like to eliminate.
They want zoning.
You know, they just want to eliminate every kind of ad from the world. But, you know, when I drink a Coca-Cola, I cover up the can so the people can't see it. You know, I don't
sanitizers.
Know. Sanitizers. Sanitizers. Yeah. Nuts! You go get something to do.
So they are absolutely talking about creating some sort of democratic revolution so they can get their people elected to micromanage all the in-game details of Second Life.
Well, thank God for these nut jobs.
Thank God for them.
They're just silly.
These people are sick in the head. Look, it's not your private property. It's Linden Labs. You don't like it. Take your little Second Life commune and go and start your own virtual socialist world. That's the solution here for you because your little democratic revolution isn't going to get anywhere. But nonetheless, it'll be sort of interesting to continue following their exploits and their silliness, and we'll do that. I'm sure our Second Life friends will bring us the news as it happens. 1-800-259-9231, hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, another kid's been busted for pornography, for being a pornographer. We'll talk about it. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
The